days, a phone call across the Atlantic would ride on a radio beam. And there would be bad interference and static, but only at times it would seem. At Bell Laboratories, a young engineer named Carl Jansky was given the task of solving the problem of static, and thankfully he knew the questions to ask. He built this antenna for 21 megahertz, one which could not be ignored. To steer it was turned on a circular track on the wheels of a Model T Ford. He discovered the noise was indeed periodic, but in an unusual way. The signals of Jansky detected appeared about 4 minutes early each day. Jansky could draw was sufficient to boggle the mind. For the temporal pattern of radio noise, no terrestrial cause could he find. The static, he reasoned, must come from beyond, emanating from quite far away. We now know the sound was the song of the stars at the center of our Milky Way. Modern astronomy history, Jansky has taken a prominent place as he who discovered the very existence of radio signals in space. We measure flux density these days, and Jansky's they equal, you may be aware, just 10 to the negative 26 joules per second per hertz meter square.